1,000th Formula One race in China. History will be made. An article published on the Daimler blog written by Bradley Lord. Did you find this as well? History lessons at school were mostly interesting, but I could never remember the dates, unless the story was really gripping. Like Columbus in 1492, or American independence in 1776. Before the upcoming Chinese Grand Prix, the 1,000th race in Formula One history, I've dug into the archive to find a few exciting motorsport anniversaries that you'll surely remember as well. Okay, you know the date. On 29th of January, Carl Benz applied for a patent from the patent office of the German Reich in Berlin for a vehicle with gas engine operation under the number DRP37435. It was the day the automobile was born. In the same year, but independently of Carl Benz, Gottlieb Daimler built his motorized carriage. Well, this one is a little trickier. 125 years ago, the French daily newspaper Le Petit Journal put on the very first motor race. It was a form of endurance race which was held on public roads from Paris to Rouen on the 22nd of July. 17 of the 21 participants made it to the finish line. Among them were 9 vehicles with engines which had been invented by Gottlieb Daimler and produced under license by the French vehicle manufacturer Panhard and Levasseur. The goal of the race was to cover the route from Paris to Rouen as fast as possible, with a horseless carriage that was not dangerous, easy to drive, and inexpensive to run. The main prize went to the participant whose car came closest to this ideal. The prize money of 5,000 francs was ultimately split between a Panhard and Levasseur and a Peugeot. Both were powered by a 2-cylinder V engine designed by Gottlieb Daimler and built exactly according to his original plans. One of Benz's vehicles also took part in the competition. The 3.7-kilowatt, 5-horsepower car crossed the finish line in 14th place, but was moved up to 5th place due to the successful improvements to the motor car with petrol engine. It now gets really historic for our team. The Mercedes-Benz V25 had its first outing at the Eifelrennen at the Nürburgring on the 3rd of June. The car would later go down in history as the first Silver Arrow and celebrates its 85th anniversary in 2019. The racing car was a completely new development, introduced in 1933 to compete in a new formula for Grand Prix racing. The regulations for the new series stipulated a maximum weight of 750 kilograms without petrol, oil, coolant and tyres. Apart from that, there were no design restrictions, giving technicians plenty of room for innovation. The Mercedes engineers from Stuttgart decided on a classic vehicle architecture, with an inline 8-cylinder engine mounted in the front, which drove the rear wheels via a transmission on the rear axle. The supercharged engine produced an output of 354 horsepower, 260 kilowatt, and what about the weight restriction of 750 kilogram? Legend has it that the car was slightly too heavy when it was weighed on the eve of its first race, but the team could reduce the weight of the V25 just enough by removing the white paint from the car, thus exposing its metallic silver skin. The first Silver Arrow was born. The next day, Manfred von Brauchitsch won the Eifelrennen in his W25, and in doing so, set a new track record with an average speed of 122.5 kilometers an hour. This would be the first of many victories for the Silver Arrows. The V25 would compete until 1937, the last year of the 750 kilogram formula. As time went on, its design was continuously modified for even higher performance. The engine displacement was increased to a maximum of 4.7 litres, almost doubling the output to 646 horsepower, 475 kilowatt. Along with von Brauchitsch, motorsports legends like Rudolf Caracciola and Luigi Fagioli also raced with the V25 in 1934 and 1935. And another anniversary, 65 years ago, on the 4th of July 1954, Mercedes made its Formula One debut at the French Grand Prix in Reims. The driver lineup included Carl Kling, Hans Hermann, Hermann Lang, and Juan Manuel Fangio, who would go on to win not only the French Grand Prix, but also the 1954 and 1955 World Championships. The team went into the season with the newly developed W196R. The car was powered by a 2.5-litre inline 8-cylinder engine, which reached 256 horsepower, 188 kilowatt in its first race. There were two versions of the W196, the famous streamliner version, which was aerodynamically optimized for low drag on long straights, and the classic open-wheel monopostal, while the Streamliner rapidly became a legendary racing car due to its unconventional design. It was the monopostal that was mainly used in 1954 and 1955, the two seasons that Mercedes competed in F1. But however you look at it, both versions of the W196 were incredibly successful. They won 9 of the 12 Formula One races in which they competed. And today, this weekend, the Chinese Grand Prix in Shanghai marks another historic moment. It's the 1,000th race in the history of Formula One. And after the first two races of the season, we've scored 87 points with Mercedes-AMG Petronas Motorsport, dropping only 1 point from the maximum available. At the last race in Bahrain, Mercedes-Benz achieved its 450th podium and 175th win at the very highest level of motorsport. If the season carries on like this, it will definitely go down in history.